on the short thing on Bante's Discourse of the Dharma, I suppose, which is what Pidiruchi will be talking about to some degree about his more sort of recent thoughts on that subject. My own personal sort of perception of Bante's discourse or Bante's approach, I suppose, there's two sort of aspects. First of all, he seems to know Buddhism very broadly and deeply from his sort of time studying under lots of different teachers and really sort of soaking that up fully. But in a certain way, I think quite a few people have done that. I think what the other thing that really makes his approach very relevant, very accessible, is the fact that he very deeply knows Western culture and Western people. He's very interested in them. And the sort of symbiosis between knowing the subject and knowing the people who you are trying to convey that subject to, I just think it's very, very powerful. It's very, very potent. It's very relevant to me. Whenever I listen to his talks, I don't feel there's anything that I've got to sort of translate or compensate for. He's sort of already done that to some degree. He knows where I'm coming from. So yeah, I've got a lot of gratitude towards him for that. He's sort of done a lot of the work for me. Vidyaruchi is going to give a talk on his most recent thinking. I'm not quite sure what the content of that's going to be. But in terms of being in contact with Bante, Vidyaruchi is in a very fortunate position. He probably has more contact with him than anyone else, maybe.
Apart from Paramahansa.
Apart from Paramahansa, yeah. And also, again, he's a very deep thinker himself, very clear, doesn't take anything on face value and really looks into things. So I hope the symbiosis of sort of Bante's thoughts and Vidyaruchi's eloquence will be very interesting.